You're listening to SBS News.
Just months after his shock election victory, Scott Morrison says a review into the family courts has been a long time coming.
This is one of the hardest things people go through. Relationship breakdown, family breakdown is a terrible experience. It's always going to be hard. It's always going to be difficult. But by going out and just listening to people's experiences, it's been some time since it was last reviewed by the Parliament, and it's timely to now have another look.
The federal government today announcing a joint parliamentary committee into family law and child support. The review will be broad, examining issues from the timeliness of family disputes and resolutions to exorbitant legal costs. One Nation leader, Pauline Hanson, a fierce advocate for reform in the system, was brought to tears.
I actually cried. I cried because I know the heartache that is felt by hundreds of thousands of Australians, impacted by the shortcomings of the family law system.
Senator Hanson has pushed for an inquiry into the family law system for years. Despite her tears, today she claimed victory.
For those contemplating suicide and facing potential family violence, I'm asking you to stop. And know you have finally been heard. I beg you, please give me a chance to try and make change.
Scott Morrison denies today's announcement is just a bargaining chip to negotiate with Senator Hanson.
This is about kids. It's about parents whose relationships have broken down and making sure that people can get to the other side of that and they can get on with their lives. That's all it's about.
The inquiry will report back to Parliament by October next year. But support groups like the Women's Legal Services in Queensland say the need for reform is urgent. CEO Angela Lynch says she's disappointed by the announcement of another inquiry.
How many more women and children have to die in this system? And we're now going to wait another 12 months. One woman a week continues to be killed by her partner or ex-partner. By domestic violence in Australia. Separation continues to be the most dangerous time for women and children leaving domestic violence in Australia. And that is exactly when women and children are before the family court. They are before the family court at that time which is most dangerous in their lives.
But as the Prime Minister spruiks the review into family law, his former rival had an announcement of his own. Former opposition leader Bill Shorten unveiling plans to launch a class action against the government's controversial robo-debt scheme.
Robo-debt was born under this government. The pathology of robo-debt is sick. It has caused countless harm. But at what point in Australia do we say, once you see individual case after individual case after individual case, it's called a pattern. And the pattern shows that robo-debt itself is immoral. This will be a David and Goliath fight, but the Labor Party fundamentally stands up for the underdog.
Gordon Legal will launch a class action on the Centrelink system, which they claim has wrongfully recovered money which belonged to welfare recipients. They argue that the debt recovery scheme is unlawful.
We think that the actions of the government in implementing the July 2016 implemented robo-debt recovery system was wrongful, and it constitutes unjust enrichment in the eyes of the law.
Government Services Minister Stuart Robert dismissed the action as a political stunt.
Before question time, we saw the spectacle of Bill Shorten doing his latest pitch for the Labor leadership by announcing a class action into income compliance with no lodge case, no lodge papers, and indeed no plaintiffs. And with no plaintiffs coming forward, this is what it is. It's just a political stunt. This is just a political stunt. You can't change your mind over 4 months from no leave pass to absolute leave pass.
The legal case will be made to a court in about 2 years. Nikari Thorpe, SBS News.